Hi there, WGRT listeners. This is Jessie Wiegen with an edition of Limelight, your connection to the people influencing our culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today, we have an awesome group of ambassadors from the St. Clair County 4-H Fair visiting us in the studio to talk about what we can expect from this year's 4-H Fair. Hi, Brooke. Welcome to the studio.
Hi. So, the auction will start Thursday the 23rd at 7:30 a.m. The animals will be shown through video. The kids handle all of the processing. If you would like to be a buyer, you can go to the St. Clair County 4-H Fair website and find out more information about it there.
All right, we also have Gwen visiting us today. Gwen, you tell us a little bit about some other things we can expect from the fair this year.
I'm going to talk about how to register to the virtual fair. So you're going to want to go to stclaircounty4hfair.org, and you can find the fair book, which lists the detailed descriptions of all the projects and like what you need to do to enter your project and the exact directions and how to send in your project. All this registration needs to be done by July 1st, and all the directions will be on the website. Projects, videos, and pictures are due no later than July 10th. An example of how to do a video is for the project Rabbits Showmanship. You're going to need to submit a video of 3 minutes long showing the youth completing the examination project of rabbit showmanship. And you can find all the directions and the exact way how to do it in the fair book. And you can find all the other projects like poultry, dairy, goats, and all of the other directions and how to do in the fair book.
Awesome. So we'll still get the benefit of seeing all these animals, but probably without the smells this year.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the good thing about virtual. Okay. Awesome. So you guys have still been working hard doing all of your projects, taking care of all of your animals, and this is a way that you can still show them to the community, even though we can't do in person, right? Okay. Is there anything you're looking forward to about this year that maybe, even though it's different, you think is kind of cool?
I'm looking forward to like all the videos and kind of just like it's a new way of doing fair. So it's kind of exciting to, you don't have to worry about going all day and continuously going different places. You kind of just have a little easy laid back fair this year, even though it's a little different.
Yeah, and you won't miss anything because you can just go to the video you want when you want, right?
Yeah.
So probably when you're showing stuff, sometimes you miss your friends doing their presentations, but now you'll get to see it all. That's really cool. All right. Is there anything else?
Hello, my name is Nick. Monday will be the history of the fair with videos including a live video of the opening ceremonies. The results of poultry and sheep will be announced. Shooting sports awards will be posted. Still exhibits will start with Grow Up With Us. Tuesday is Kids Day. There will be a virtual petting zoo and kids contests on our Facebook page. Tootsie the Clown and live wood carting video. Monster Trucks will also have a video. Wednesday is Military Day. There will be a video honoring people in the military. Results for rabbits and cavies, pigs, beef, and goats will be announced. And we hope to see you at the virtual fair.
And last but not least, we have Jacob.
Hello. My name is Jacob, and Friday is the fair food day. There will be videos on fair food and still food exhibit results. Saturday is the community service day. There will be a community service and talent show contest on our Facebook page. Results for dog and cats.
Awesome. So we still get a little bit of fair food in this virtual fair. How does that work? What are the videos going to do? Have videos of people eating food in front of me?
Oh, it's like videos of showing them how to make the fair food.
Awesome. So then maybe I can make it at home and then I'll get a little bit of fair food this summer. Thank you. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for joining us today. That's it for this edition of Limelight. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jessie Wiegen.